My name is Markhan Abozari, and this blog is on lifting the sanctions on Islamic Republic of Iran. Trump administration and United States of America must lift all the sanctions on Islamic Republic of Iran. Also, we must go to UN Security Council and lift all the sanctions on Iran from the level of UN Security Council. In addition to lifting all the sanctions by USA federal government and UN Security Council, we must have guarantees that no country ever again sanctions Iran, because we need to have securities for our investments, economic activities, and for other economic works we are trying to do in Iran. We also must have a global effort to return industries and investments back to Iran upon lifting the sanctions. For example, LG Semiconductor Industries, oil corporations, car manufacturers, and others must return to Iran as soon as possible upon lifting the sanctions, and allow Iran to develop its economy and have substantial amounts of economic growth. We must ensure all the sanctions on Iran are lifted. Otherwise, Iran will soon acquire nuclear warheads. See, Iran is enriching uranium, but it was enriching uranium at very low levels. According to JCPOA, Iran had to enrich low level of uraniums and nothing more. And for signing JCPOA, Iran has sanction relief and some economic packages. But Trump administration lifted this, took away these economic packages and withdrew from JCPOA, sanctioning Iran, harming Iranian economy. We and Iran helped European Union for 9 months by many means, helping them to create PESCO, European military, make trade agreements, and prevented independence of Catalan and many other things. In return, we needed European Union to support Iran against United States of America and their sanctions. But the support that America was providing, it was only psychological, and it wasn't, just showing a support and making a statement among Europeans in support of Iran and against United States of America. In action, we saw nothing from Europe in support of Iran and in support of nuclear agreements. But Europe itself got many things by our support. They even were going to give us a payment mechanism for paying for oil, and trade. But after 9 months, they gave us something called Instex, and it was only for food and medicine. Now, I think it's not even medicine, and it's not even useful for selling oil. But so we realized there is no point in, being friendly with European Union and helping European Union. Then we decided to break apart European Union and end European Union by giving independence to Italy, publishing new currency for Italy, and then slowly chipping away at European Union and taking away the countries. But then we decided to, think about that part and, decide on it later. But we ensured Iran also reduces its commitments to JCPOA and nuclear agreement. There is a part in nuclear agreement, JCPOA, Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which allows Iran to reduce its commitments to the deal if there's other parties who are not upholding their part of the bargain. So Iran has been reducing its commitments every 2 months from JCPOA, further enriching uranium, increasing the percentage of enrichment level of uraniums, and expanding the size of their enriching facilities. What does it mean? So far, Iran has been in accordance to the nuclear agreement and has not broken nuclear agreement. But Iran can withdraw from nuclear agreement and even withdraw from NTP and start mass enriching uranium and industrially produced nuclear warheads. Iran can make nuclear bomb very fast right now. It's not hard for Iran to make a nuclear bomb. Iran can even do it silently in some, you know, location nobody knows about it. But Iran can also mass produce nuclear warheads, meaning Iran can reverse engineer Russian and American centrifuges or develop its own new generation centrifuges, which are pretty good and can be, you know, further developed to enrich uranium to very high levels and to very high percentages. Then Iran can use these uraniums to produce nuclear warheads. Iran can also produce plutonium and enrich plutonium and build plutonium nuclear warheads. And hydrogen nuclear bombs are also easy to make, and Iran has the capability and know-how to make hydrogen bombs. Now, hydrogen bombs are a little bit dangerous, but uranium and plutonium bombs are less dangerous. But we don't get to that part of the conversation. So Iran can industrially mass-produce nuclear warheads and become a major nuclear superpower along with Russia and United States of America if America does not lift the sanctions placed on Islamic Republic of Iran. So it's time for United States of America and United Nations Security Council to lift all the sanctions on Islamic Republic of Iran and provide guarantees that there will be no sanctions in future on Iran. So how do we prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear warheads? The only way forward is lifting the sanctions on Iran. Now, some people like Trump argue Iran must, you know, stop its missile and intercontinental programs and such, but Iran will not stop its missile programs and intercontinental missile development program, because Iran needs them for its defense. And you see, they always argue Iran needs its missiles capability to protect itself against advancing enemies. If you remember, during Iran and Iraq war, Iraq used to bomb Iranian cities by airplanes and jets, while Iran lacked the capability to bomb Iraqi cities. It meant Iran, you know, was losing morale and was weaker than Iraq in the war, because its city was being targeted by missiles, but Iran could not bombers and jets, while Iran could not bomb Iraqi city, until Gaddafi, the president of Libya, gave Iran cruise missiles, and Iran used those cruise missiles to force Iraq into making a peace with Iran. And then it was the time they made the peace treaty. Since then, it has become part of the psyche of Iranian leaders and generals to always build more and more and more missiles. So Iran needs to build its missiles, and intercontinental program must be even ramped up and done by higher speed. Now, Iranian missile programs is not only for military purposes, but it also supports Iranian air and space program, because these missiles and intercontinentals are used for sending satellites and spaceships into low and high orbits of the planet Earth, and sending probes into, you know, far away planets like Mars and Moon and such. So Iranian missile programs has also peaceful purposes, such as air and space, and delivering, you know, satellites to low orbit of the Earth. So Iran is not going to negotiate its missile program. What remains is lifting all the sanctions on Iran, lifting all the sanctions at level of UN Security Council and USA federal government, with guarantees that there will be never again any sanction on Iran. So how do we lift the sanctions on Iran? Trump is not going to lift the sanctions on Iran. Well, there's one way forward. There's multiple pathway forwards. One of them is ensuring somebody who will lift the sanctions altogether from Iran will become USA president. Joe Biden has said he will return to JCPOA as it was, and some other Democratic candidates have said so. So this is one of the reasons we will support Joe Biden or any other Democratic candidate who will lift the sanctions on Iran altogether. But they must also have a chance to win the election against Trump. So we remove the Trump from office, not by impeachment, but rather by an election by somebody we will support, who will lift the sanctions on Iran. So the first choice for lifting the sanctions on Iran is changing USA president, and it is one of the easier paths forward. Now we can also impeach Trump and bring Mike Pence. So we can impeach Trump and bring Mike Pence and have Mike Pence to lift all the sanctions on Iran. But no, we leave that part aside for now. We don't want to talk about some details. But something, another pathway forward is having lobbyists who will lobby for Iran in think tanks and in media and in person. So we will start new lobbying firms whose sole duty will be lobbying for Iran and some other actors, or we, you know, pay the lobbyists in the Washington and in Europe and in London and Brussels to lobby for the interest of Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, but it is difficult for government of Iran to pay for their lobbyists because due to sanctions, they cannot pay for their lobbyists. So we need to also lift the sanctions on paying for the lobbyists. But there are Iranian Americans and others who will pay for lobbying USA federal government and other actors to lift the sanctions on Iran. In addition to this, we need also a US congressman and a USA senator whose duties in Senate and Congress will be to be defending Iranians whenever the topic of Iran arises. For example, somebody starts accusing Iran for arming some actor, or accuses Iran for its nuclear program. If I have my senators and congressmen doing their job, they will talk in the favor of Iran and they will be protecting Iranian interests in Senate and Congress. We also must ensure USA president will be somebody who will lift the sanctions on Iran and is friendly with Iran. Enough with that, Trump.